WEAA On Assignment, a look at the arts, culture, and enterprise in and around our city. Reported and produced by students of the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. Support for WEAA On Assignment comes from PNC.
Three young millennial entrepreneurs saw an opportunity to make a positive impact on the environment while selling a drink that is still new to many. Sid Sharma, Sergio Mallorin, and Adam Bufano are the founders of Mildtown Fermentation, a company that produces the drink Wild Kombucha. Sharma says that the success of the business has led the three to working on it full time.
So we started selling in February 2015, and we were all part time. We had different jobs. And then in August 2015, we landed Whole Foods as a client. And the next day, we quit our jobs and decided to dive in.
Mallorin says that the drink's origins can be traced to when the men were young.
It actually goes back about 20 years to my mom and my stepdad, Adam's father. They made kombucha and other fermented products like kefir, sauerkraut. So we made those as kids, and that's how we got familiar with it.
The product's novelty makes it a choice for the younger generation.
I would say our age range is between 18 to 45, just because kombucha is a health-driven product, and people within those ages tend to be more focused on wellness, and kombucha is more of a younger person's beverage. You know, it's hip, it's new, it's up and coming.
As the company continues to expand, their goal is to add more flavors of kombucha to their lineup.
That we want to get to about 10 different SKUs, flavors. We're at 5 right now.
The company is a proud supporter of the National Wildlife Federation. With the drink sold in about 250 stores now, the company hopes to continue its growth on the East Coast.
We want to be the best-selling kombucha in the Mid-Atlantic. We want to be that East Coast, Mid-Atlantic kombucha that everyone supports because they know it's a local, more fresh tasting kombucha. That paired with the more sales we do, the more money we're able to give to the National Wildlife Federation is really what drives us to continue to grow the company.
I'm Corey Matthews for WEAA On Assignment.
This has been an installment of WEAA On Assignment with support from PNC.